Thank you for joining us today for the OU Global Tehillim and Chizuk Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Jack Abramowitz filling in for Naftali Harman. The Daily Call began more than 4 years ago as a response to the pandemic and has since evolved to serve as a daily cause to our day, as an opportunity to convene from around the world to daven, to pray for the various needs of Am Yisrael. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on this Yom Shlishi, the 21st day of the month of Teves. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome to the Daily Call and to introduce Rabbi Evan Rubin of Knesset Israel Torah Center in Sacramento, California, to share Divrei Chizuk, followed by Rabbi Rubin slowly reciting the following five chapters of Tehillim: Prakim Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, Kuf Lamed, and Kuf Mem Beis, chapters 20, 23, 121, 130, and 142. This will be followed by Achenu, recited in both Hebrew and English, the Mishaberech L'Tzahal, the Mishaberech L'Shvuyim, the prayer for those who are tragically being held captive, and we will conclude with the Mishaberech L'Cholim, with Rabbi Rubin pausing to enable each of us to insert the names of all those for whom we are davening. To receive the daily Tehillim Call reminder emails, you can subscribe at ou.org/Tehillim Call. Again, that's ou.org/Tehillim Call. And now, B'Kavod, with great honor, Rabbi Rubin.
Shalom Aleichem, greetings to all. It's a pleasure to be back on the call. It's been actually quite some time since I've been on the call, and I'm going to talk a little bit about that in a couple of minutes. But first, I want to take a moment to acknowledge Rabbi Dr. Ari Berman, the president of Yeshiva University, for offering some beautiful words yesterday at the inauguration of President Trump, and particularly as he highlighted the concept, Baruch HaGever Asher Yivtach Bashem, blessed is the person who trusts in God. And really, that's something we all need to concentrate on, especially in times of trouble. Sometimes it's hard to do. The reason I haven't been on the call in some time is because back in July, I had major back surgery. And major back surgery comes with major recovery. And as I was going through the recovery and experiencing all the things that that go along with that, you go through those moments of, did I really do the right thing? Was what I did worth it? As you're suffering through rehab and pain and whatever else, did I do the right thing? Am I going the right direction? And then I keep remembering, Baruch HaGever Asher Yivtach Bashem, trust in God. This was not taken lightly when I went into this process. And I knew that God has gotten me through all the other trials and tribulations that I've had before in my life. And sure enough, today I can honestly say with great thanks to God that I feel better than I have in many years. And so it's a tremendous chizuk for me to be able to be back on this call, knowing that my schedule is back to normal, that my health is back to normal, and that I'm feeling well enough to join you this morning. And of course, I know I speak for so many when I say how amazing it was to see the images of three young women returning home and hugging mothers and fathers and family and seeing these beautiful moments of joy, tears, so many emotions as the first of the captives in this ceasefire deal have now returned to their homes. And we know and we hope and we continue to pray, as we will in a few minutes, for the safe return of more and more, and the Karov, as soon as possible, please, with God's help, the return of all the hostages that are still in captivity to their rightful place with their families and in their homes. And it's just one of these moments that as we're entering into this phase of what's been going on now for 15 months, over 400 days, getting close to 500 days, Baruch HaGever, Asher Yivtach Bashem, we need to maintain and keep that trust in God, that indeed He is the one in charge, He is the one in control of all of this, and He is the one that will make sure that everything is done kedas uchedin in the way it is supposed to be done, and soon bekarov we will see the return of all of our brethren, American, Israeli, etc., that need to be returned to their families, returned to their homes in proper and hopefully in good health, and in a way that will show us that indeed the trust in God that we have is there and worthy, as we know it is. And so as we continue to look toward that day when indeed all the hostages are home, we continue to pray with Tehillim, with Psalms. I've always said about Psalms that King David in his life lived through so much and managed to write about all of it, and through that gave us these verses and these chapters that are so valuable to us today because they resonate so much with all that we are going through. So we begin with Tehillim Chaf with chapter 20. Lamnaseach mizmor leDavid ya'ancha Adonai biyom sara yisagevcha shem Elohei Yaakov ishvach ezrecha mikodesh umitzion yisadeka Yizkor kol min chosecha, ve'olascha yedash nesela, yiten lecha chilvavecha, ve'chol atzascha yemalei, niranina bishuasecha, u'beshem Eloheinu nigol, yemalei Adonai kol mishalosecha. Ata yadati ki yoshia Adonai meshicho, ya'aneu mishmei kodsho, Bigvuros Yensha Yemino Ein Levorechev the Ein Levasusim Vaanachnu Beshem Adonai Eloheinu Nazkir Heima Karu Venafalu Vaanachnu Kamnu Vanis Odad Adonai Hoshia Hamelech Ya'aneinu Veyom Koreinu. We continue with Tehillim Chav Gimel, chapter 23. Mizmor ele David, Adonai ro'i lo echsor, binozer sheyarbiseini, almei menuchos yinahaleini, nafshi yeshovev, yancheini v'magle tzedek, l'ma'an shimo. Gam ki eilech begeis almaves, lo ira ara ki ata imadi, shivtecha umishantecha, heima yinahamuni, ta'aroch lefanai shulchan, neged sorerai, dishanta vashem en roshi, kosi rivaya. Achtov v'chesed yirdifuni kol yemei chayai v'shavti b'veis Adonai le'orech yamim. Next, Tehillim Kuf Chaf Aleph, Psalm 121. Shila malos esa einai el heharim me'ayin yavo ezri. Ezri me'im Adonai, Osei shamayim va'oretz, Al yitein lamot raglecha, Al yanum shomrecha. Hinei lo yanum velo yishan, Shomer Yisrael, Adonai shomrecha, Adonai tzilcha, Al yad yeminecha. Yomam Hashemesh lo yakeka, v'yareyach baloyla. Adonai ishmarcha mikora, yishmor es nafshecha. Adonai ishmar Seischa uvoecha me'ata ve'ad olam. Next, Psalm 130, Tehillim Chof Lamed. Shira malos mima'amakim kirasicha Adonai. Adonai shim'o v'koli. Tihiyena oznecha kashuvos l'kol tachanunai. Im avonos tishmarya Adonai mi ya'amod. Ki imecha haselicha lema'an tivarei. Kivinsi Adonai kivistar nafshi velidvaro hochalti. Nafshi l'Adonai mishomerim laboker, shomerim laboker. Yachel Yisrael el Adonai, ki im Adonai hacheser v'harbe imo fedus, v'hu yifte es Yisrael mikol avonosav. Finally, Psalm 142, Tehillim Kuf Mem Beis. Maskil leDavid, v'hiyoso v'me'oros v'lo. Koli el Adonai ezak, koli el Adonai eschanon. Eshpoch lefanav sichi, sarasi lefanav agid. Behis atif alai ruchi, ze'ata yadata nesivasi. Be'orach zu ahalech tamnu chachli. Habeit yamin urei ve'en li makir avad manos mimeni ve'en doresh lenafshi. Za'ati eilecha Adonai, Adonai ma... Computer went. So, one sec. Apologies. Za'ati elecha Adonai, omarti ata machsi, chelki be'eretz hachayim. Akshiva elrinasi, ki dalosi me'od, hatzilei me'rodfai, ki amsu mimeni. Hotzi'a mimasker nafshi, lehodos es shemecha, bi yachtiru tzadikim. Ki sigmol aloi. We continue with Acheinu. Acheinu kol beis Yisrael, hanesunim bitzara uvishivya, ha'omdim bein bayam uvein bayabasha, ha'makom yirachem aleihem, v'yotzi'em mitzara liracha, u'me'afela le'ora u'mishibu le'gula, hashta ba'agala u'bizman kariv, Benomar Amen. As for our brothers of the whole house of Israel, who are in distress or captivity, on sea or land, may the all-present have compassion on them and lead them from distress to relief, from darkness to light, and from oppression to freedom, now, swiftly and soon. And we say, Amen. Now, with the Mishra Beirach for the Chayalei Tzahal, the prayer for the Israel Defense Forces. Mi Sheberach Avoseinu Avraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov, Hu Yevarech Es Chayalei Tzva Haganali Yisrael, Ve'Anshei Kochos Habitachon, Ha'omdim Al Mishmar Arzeinu Ve'Arei Eloheinu, Migvul HaLevanon Ve'Ad Midbar Mitzrayim, U'min Hayam HaGadol Ad Levo HaArava, ובכל מקום שהם, ביבשה, באוויר וביום, ייתן אדוני אס אויבינו הקומים עלינו, ניגפים לפניהם, הקדוש ברוך הוא ישמור ויציל אס חיילינו מכל צרה וצוקה ומכל נגע ומחלה, וישלח ברכה והצמחה בכל מעשי ידיהם, ידבר שונאינו תחתיהם, ויעטרם בחסר ישועה ובעטרת ניצחון, ויקוים בהם הכסוב, Ki Adonai Elohechem Holech Imachem Lehimachem Machem Im Oivechem Behoshia Eschem V'nomar Amen. Now the Mishnah Berurah for Shvuyim, for those being held in captive, in captivity. Mishnah Berurah Avoseinu Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov Yosef Moshe Ve'aharon David Ushlomo Uyivarech Vishmor Vinsor Esnedere Tzva Haganal Yisrael Ushvuyav Yaskol Achenu Hanesunim Bitzara Ubishivya Ba'avur Shekol Hakahol Hakadosh Hazeh Mispalel Ba'avuram Hakadosh Baruch Hu Yimalei Rachamim Aleihem Yotzi Eimei Choshech V'Tzalmoves Umosrosehem Yenatek Umimtsukosehem Yoshiem V'shivein Mehira L'chek Mishpechosehem Yodu L'Adonai Chazdo V'nifle Osav B'vnei Adam V'kuyam Bohem Mikra Shekosuv Uftuye Adonai Yeshuvun Uva'utzion Berina V'simchas Olam Al Rosham Sason V'simcha Yasigu V'nasu Yagon V'anacha V'nomar Amen. And now the Mishnah Berurah for Cholim, the prayer for those who are ill. Mi Sheberach Avoseinu Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov Moshe Ve'aharon David Ushlomo Uyivarech Virapei Es HaCholim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yimalei Rachamim Aleihem Lachvimam Ulerachpotam Uzahachzikam Lachyotam Mishmach Lahem Meherar Ufuah Shleimah Min Hashamayim Lechol Eivarehem Ulechol Gideihem Besof She'ar Chole Yisrael Ufuah Sanefesh Ufuah Saguf Hashtar Ba'agala Uvizman Kariv V'nomar Amen.
Amen. Thank you very much, Rabbi Rubin. Glad to see that you are up and about, and we look forward to having you back on the program again, Emir Sashem, in the very near future. For all of us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program tomorrow at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, as we pause at this time each day to share our moment of tefillah, of prayer together. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing nechama, comfort, chizuk, strength, and hope, to all of Klal Yisrael around the world. Thank you.